Exclusive Jody Isay, Insane and Highly Offensive to Culinary a Terrorist Organization. By Sean Moran on September 10, 2019. Representative Jody Isay, RGA, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview Tuesday that it is insane and highly offensive for the San Francisco Board of Supervisors to designate the National Rifle Association, NRA, a domestic terrorist organization. Congressman Isay, a member of the NRA, spoke with Breitbart News in the wake of the NRA's lawsuit against the city of San Francisco, California. After the city declared the organization a domestic terrorist organization, alleging the declaration violated its free speech rights. NRA lawyer William A. Brewer III said, "This domestic terrorist resolution is an assault on all advocacy organizations across the country. There can be no place in our society for this manner of behavior by government officials. Fortunately, the NRA, like all U.S. citizens, is protected by the First Amendment." Congressman Isay said that it's insane and highly offensive that San Francisco designated the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. The Georgia congressman charged, "I'm a member of the NRA, and by taking that action they're calling me a member of a terrorist organization. Nothing could be further from the truth. There's no group in America that is more respectful of firearms than members of the NRA and other Second Amendment organizations. They safely know how to utilize firearms, and it's probably the most safe group in our country as it relates to firearms safety and usage. Our Second Amendment is an inalienable right, and I think that's where our conversation has to get back to. This is not something that government has not given us the right. It is a God-given right to be able to defend yourself. And these attacks on the Second Amendment are literally attacks on our unalienable rights." Isay's interview with Breitbart News also arises after a report revealed that House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, plans to hold a vote Thursday on whether they should consider impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Rep. Isay remarked that the first week Congress is back in session, their top agenda is to impeach the president and take guns away from law-abiding citizens. It highlights where the Democrat Party is. Congressman Isay also noted that House Democrats have no interest in working with President Trump and congressional Republicans to improve the average American's life. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.